Most school reform efforts are focused on teachers, but a small suburban school district in New Jersey has decided it's time to hold students more accountable. The Mount Olive schools have eliminated the D grade. Students must earn at least a C to pass a class. Nancy Solomon reports.
Last year, Mount Olive, New Jersey School Superintendent Larry Reynolds began holding discussions with students and teachers about why it was that a small percentage of the district's students were doing so poorly. He found that students readily admitted they didn't do their work and didn't try their best. He found that particularly troubling at graduation time.
And then the board president and myself would hand them a diploma that we signed saying that they knew stuff that I knew they didn't know.
So, with the support of the Mount Olive School Board, principals, and teachers, Reynolds eliminated the possibility of getting a D. Students must now have an average of 70, a C.
And if you don't know 70%, it's not that we're going to give you an F and be done with it. It's that you have to learn 70%. There is not an option. The option before was just get an F and average it in. No, the option now is to do it over. So it's A, B, C, or do it over.
Mount Olive is about an hour and a half from New York City, where the suburbs meet the still rural western edge of New Jersey. The median family income is $75,000 a year, and the schools rank high in terms of average test scores. But the superintendent was not satisfied with the 389 students in the high school who got at least one D last June, even though that represents only 2% of the kids. So now, every student who gets a D or an F must repeat the class, either at a new night school, summer school, or during the next school year. The high school principal, Kevin Stansbury, says the elimination of the D sends a clear message to all students.
We feel that it's going to have a positive impact not only on our D and F students, but we feel all students, because even our B and C students somewhere along the line probably earned a C or a D or an F that brought their average down. So yes, we're focusing on one particular group, but I think it's going to have a greater effect across the board with all types of students.
Not surprisingly, honor roll students like sophomore Hannah Kim like the tougher grading, especially because it comes with extra help, even for students who only occasionally get a low grade.
When we got like bad grades, they didn't give us a chance for like retakes or anything like that. But now, like thanks to the policy, like you get 4 days to retake it or a day to make up missed homework and then peer tutoring. So I think everybody's going to be in better shape now.
Students with lower grades, for the most part, grudgingly admit it will force them to work harder. Even so, junior Ashley Scapiccio says she thinks some kids will give up and the school could have found less punitive alternatives.
I think that they could apply other tools to help students do better, maybe add an extra class that if you are getting D's, that they put you in that class and it's a smaller class and they can have teachers help you out and try to motivate you rather than just taking the D away.
Mount Olive's principal says the new policy puts more pressure on parents, too, to stay on top of their kids. Soon, the New Jersey school will begin using an automated system that sends an email to a parent the very day a student receives a D or an F score on any assignment or test. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.